In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, I wouldn't commit all these sins, because all these temptations. It is in these or similar words that many of us likely view our interior lives, even if subconsciously. We would love to serve God, but when it's so inviting to serve our own interests, can we be blamed for our errant ways? Yes, we can, because our Lord long ago showed us that there's another way, harder in the immediate term, but which alone leads to lasting peace. He showed us the method in today's gospel, tempted repeatedly by the devil, offered even lordship over all the kingdoms of the earth, if only he would fall down in adoration before Satan. Our Lord responds simply, "Begone, Satan. Get out of here. No thanks. Not interested. Just say no." This is not a throwback to the Reagan administration. It is our Lenten battle plan. St. John Chrysostom teaches us that there is a reason God has left the wicked in the world, in order that the good may shine brighter. Do you see how great our gain from the spiritual combat is? The gain is not really because of the wicked, but because of the courage of the good. This is also why we admire Noah, not because he was righteous nor because he was perfect alone, but because in that perverse and wicked generation, he preserved his virtue. When he had no pattern of virtue to follow, no good examples to look around to, all men invited him to wickedness, and he went his whole way contrary to them. Like some odd traveler pursuing his way while the great multitude was being borne along vehemently to their damnation. Because of this, God did not simply say that Noah was just and perfect, but he added the words, "in his generation." In that perverse, desperate generation, when there was no acquisition of virtue, to the good indeed, this was the gain from the wicked. The good are like trees, which are tossed about by many contrary winds and become the stronger for it. And there is also a gain to the wicked from their mixing with the good. They feel confusion, they are ashamed, they blush in their presence. And even if they do not abstain from evil, nevertheless, they dare not commit their sins except with secrecy. And this is no small thing, not to have transgressions committed publicly. For the way of the just becomes the accuser of the wickedness of sinners. Listen to what sinners say about the just man in the Book of Wisdom. "He is grievous unto us, even to behold, for his life is not like other men's, and his ways are very different. It is a great beginning of amendment for the wicked to be tormented at the presence of the just man. For the sight of the righteous man, if the sight of the righteous man did not torment them, these words would not have been uttered. To be stung in conscience at his presence is no little hindrance to indulging in wickedness with pleasure. Because of this, God has not set them apart, but allowed them to be mingled together. When, therefore, anyone says, 'Why has God left the devil here? Why is there evil in the world? How can God allow little children to become maimed or injured or sick,' or any other question, which boils down to the same thing, the answer is that because he not only does no harm to wary and vigilant souls, but even profits them. He does this not because of his own wicked purpose, but because of the courage of those who have resisted that wickedness. The devil was intent on destroying Job, and he came close, Job cursed the day he was born, but he repented. Not only did the devil do no lasting harm to this righteous man, but Job even rejoiced in the conflict, declaring that his comfort came from the fact that God had not spared him sorrows. Direct your own intention in an upright manner, therefore, and you will never receive harm from any, but receive instead the greatest gain, not only from the good, but even from the wicked. Listen to what our Lord said to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a woman who took leaven and hid it in 3 measures of meal. Just souls have the power of leaven, which is very similar to yeast, making bread puffy and soft, and delicious to the taste, filled with virtue, in a manner of speaking. The just souls have the ability to convert the wicked to their own righteous manner of conduct. But the just are few, for the leaven is small. But this smallness in no way injures the lump of meal. And that little quantity converts the whole of the meal itself by means of the power which is inherent in it. Accordingly, the power of the just has its force not in their great numbers, but in the grace of the Holy Ghost. And there were originally just 12 apostles, 12, a measly little band of men. You see how small the leaven is? The whole world was in unbelief. Do you see how great the lump of meal is? Those 12 turned the whole world to themselves, to the faith. The leaven and the lump had the same nature, but not the same manner of conduct. This is why God has left the wicked in the midst of the good, that since they are of the same nature as the good, they may also become of the same purpose, to serve God alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.